Sybil, the mayor of D.C. is on the phone. It's Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Good morning, Your Honor.
And there's a town hall meeting today. I wish you knew a youth town hall meeting. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing now?
Well, we're working with our young people for a radio call-in show this afternoon at 4 p.m. to 5:30. We're actually going to have a small studio audience at our Martin Luther King Library. But what we saw in Baltimore, and we see in cities around our country, that young people have a lot of things on their mind. They want to share with adults and government officials and the police the experience in their neighborhoods, and it's high time we listen.
Yeah, Reverend Al said he's doing something similar to this in Baltimore, and he says in Baltimore he's going to let the youth speak, and the leaders will be quiet and listen. Is that the same format that you're going to have at 4 o'clock today?
It is, and we want to do it on a number of formats. So we'll have some young people with us. I'll have a panel of adults who can throw out some ideas and have the young people respond. We're going to have young people using Twitter at hashtag I wish you knew. And then we will have people who are listening on the radio that can call in and also make their voices heard.
You know, Your Honor, that is it's a great title, because that is what a lot of us have said in our lives at some point or another. I just wish you knew where I was coming from. I wish you understood all the things that I'm going through. What are some of the things that you've heard that kind of initiated this whole process?
Well, we heard, and we have in Washington one of the largest summer youth programs anywhere in the country.
And world famous, yes.
World famous, created by Marion Barry, and we put it on every year and now in his honor. And we asked the young people what they wanted us to know, and some said that they were straight-A students. Another student told me that he was fluent in Mandarin Chinese. Another student told me that she was a great mom. And so these are the types of things that our young people are telling us. And what I wish they knew is that their government is waking up every day trying to create better opportunities for them. Just yesterday, I got passed through our council an addition to the Marion Barry Summer Youth Program that will focus on young people 22 to 24-year-olds. And so when we go and we see the level of unemployment in our cities, it's often that young person between 18 to 24 that we have to figure out how to reengage and get on the right track.
What's the unemployment rate right now in D.C. among black and black youth?
Well, if you go across our city, there are 8 wards in Washington, and in 6 out of the 8 wards, we have unemployment levels below the national average. In 2 of our wards, we have unemployment rates that are double the national average, 13-14%. And so you know very well, Tom, if you have almost 1 out of 5 of young people or adults that could be working who are not working, on what that can do to a community. So we're not only focused on summer jobs, but we're focused on year-round jobs, and we're focused on making our schools better prepare our children.
Washington, D.C.'s very own Mayor Muriel Bowser, born and raised there, and now leading the city. Congratulations to you, and good luck this afternoon for your town hall meeting on the radio.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you in D.C.
We'll be there
Friday.
Next week.
Yeah.